In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning we celebrate the festival of Saint Matthias. It seems odd to use the word celebrate in the midst of Lent. It seems even odder to use that word in relation to Saint Matthias. After all, how can we celebrate a festival for a man we know so little about? Who really remembers Saint Matthias? What great deeds did he accomplish? To what lands did he proclaim the gospel? We're not sure. All we know for certain about Saint Matthias is that he was chosen by God to take the place in the ministry and apostleship from which the betrayer Judas turned aside to go to his own place. The Bible totally forgets about Saint Matthias once he is given the episcopal authority that Judas had forfeited through impenitence and suicide and installed as a bishop of the church, thus bringing the number of the apostles back up to 12. He is never mentioned again. Not only that, but the extra-biblical legends concerning Saint Matthias are sketchy at best. Only a few of the early church fathers even mention him, and when they do, it is merely in passing. In fact, it is not really until the 11th and 12th centuries that we are given more information about St. Matthias' life and told that he labored as a missionary in Ethiopia. But this information is hardly trustworthy, especially given the fact that another late tradition has him remaining in Jerusalem and claims that he was stoned and beheaded by the Jews there. The truth is that we do not know anything for sure about Saint Matthias after he was chosen to replace Judas. The best guess is that he simply went about the work of the ministry in a quiet way, baptizing, teaching, and administering the sacraments as he was called to do. To say anything beyond that is pure speculation. Saint Matthias is truly a forgotten man. But that is precisely why we should celebrate the festival of Saint Matthias. He is an example of the vast majority of faithful pastors who have followed in his footsteps, faithfully proclaiming the gospel in a quiet way, their existence unknown in the world except to those to whom they have ministered. They are forgotten men. No statues are built in their honor. No songs are written in their remembrance. For 2,000 years, the Lord has called men into the office of His holy ministry to care for His flock in His stead and by His command. And while some of them are remembered, the vast majority are forgotten. They live their lives in relative obscurity, serving the Lord when and where He places them to serve. Their faithful service is hidden from the world, but not from the Lord. For He has used these men to come to His people and to bestow upon them His wondrous gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation through the Holy Word and sacraments proclaimed and delivered in a hidden way by these hidden servants. To the unbelieving world, these faithful pastors throughout the centuries have lived boring and meaningless lives, preaching fairy tales and exhorting people to believe in their superstitions. This is because the ways of our Lord are hidden from the world. The wise and understanding are not wise and understanding of His ways, but His children are. They know and understand where to find their Lord who is hidden from the world. For they find Him through the Word declared and the sacraments administered by His lowly servants. They find their Lord in the holy absolution proclaimed by their pastor. They find their Lord in the pure gospel preached by their pastor. They find their Lord in the plain and simple water poured over them by their pastor. They find their Lord in the lowly bread and wine delivered to them to eat and drink by the hand of their pastor. They find their Lord through their pastor, for Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, works in and through their pastor to come into their midst and deliver to them His gifts. He has established the office of the Holy Ministry for precisely that purpose, as we confess in our Lutheran confessions. The Lord is faithful to His promises. He continues to care for His church by sending faithful servants among His people to work in and through them to advance His kingdom. But these faithful servants are forgotten, just like Saint Matthias. The world measures success by a different standard than the Lord. I could list 100 or even 1,000 names of faithful pastors who are serving their Lord in our day and age faithfully, and you would not know them. But you do know the names of those whom the world counts as successful preachers. You know the Billy Grahams, Joel Osteens, Rick Warrens, and others of this world. They pack stadiums full of people to hear their message, and the world concludes that they must be doing things according to the Lord's ways. As for all those faithful pastors serving little flocks of people, well, they would do well to learn from the more successful pastors out there, to be more culturally sensitive and more willing to preach a message that appeals to the masses, so that they too can experience success. But success in our Lord's eyes, my friends, is nothing more than faithfulness. He is not into numbers. He does not judge His servants by the number of people they are getting into their pews or stadiums. He judges His servants by one standard and one standard alone: faithfulness. In fact, His servants are only those who are faithful to His Word. Those who preach a different gospel, one that compromises in a worldly way to the principles of the world and appeals to the masses, are not His servants, but servants of another. For the truth is, and what we honor and cherish today on this festival of St. Matthias, is that the Lord sends His servants to proclaim the truth of His Word, and His Word alone. His servants do not preach their own Word, but His Word. And naturally, as our Lord prophesies and makes certain to us, this makes His servants oftentimes unpopular at best, or even hated and despised at worst. For His Word is not appealing to the sinful world. Nevertheless, the Lord continues to send His servants into the world to proclaim His Word, to convict people of their sins through the law, and to move them to repentance so that they may be comforted by the saving message of the sweet gospel of forgiveness, life, and salvation. This, my friends, is how you can recognize a true servant of the Word. Does he preach the whole counsel of God to you? Does he preach the law in such a way that you are convicted of your sinfulness and led to fall on your knees in repentance? And, even more importantly, does he preach the sweet message of the gospel to you so that you know that Jesus Christ has lived and died in your place and that you are forgiven and have eternal salvation through faith in Him? Does He point you to your baptism, absolve your sins, and feed you with Christ's very body and blood? If so, then He is a true servant of the Word, forgotten or not. If not, then He is no servant of the Word, but a servant of the world and of another, and of His own sinful and selfish desires. Saint Matthias is a forgotten man. So are those who follow in His footsteps, quietly but faithfully serving the Lord's flock in His stead and by His command. The men are forgotten, but the office to which they are called is not, for it is Christ's office, through which He comes to be with His people and to distribute His wondrous gifts. Let us then give thanks to God for Saint Matthias and for all faithful and forgotten pastors throughout the centuries. Let us rejoice, even in this penitential season of Lent, that the Lord is faithful to His promise to be with us always through the gracious gifts He delivers through the mouths and by the hands of those men He calls to be in His office. Even now, this day, here in this seemingly insignificant place, the Lord is present among us through the preaching of His Word and the administration of His Holy Sacrament. His yoke is easy and His burden is light. He is ever ready for us to turn to Him again and receive His very body and blood so that we may rest in His forgiveness, in His gracious forgiveness, and abide in His glorious resurrection. The many calls to serve His people and you, His people who are served, may indeed be forgotten by the world, but they and you are remembered by the Lord in His kingdom, which has no end. All thanks, praise, honor, and glory be to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in His holy and precious name. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.